إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Nur, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَخْشَى اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقْهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu in this ayat al-kareema mentioned three things: Ita'at, khashiyat, and taqwa. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving the formula for success. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving the formula for success, which consists of three things. The first of them is to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. The one who has obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and who obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the first criterion of success, the first part of the formula, is to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To obedient to the ahkam of Allah and to be on the sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First part of the formula. Second one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَيَتَّقْهِ. And the one who has the khashyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart and who has taqwa. The khashyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the feeling that is akin to fear but without the negative aspects of fear. It's not fear as in running away, it is fear as is felt in terms of the awe and majesty and glory and greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And this is what produces khashyat in the heart. And those who have the tawfiq to think about that, you cannot be but impressed. So this khashyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to us, and the opportunity to develop the khashyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there all around us. All we need to do is to look, to feel, to see, to hear, to think, to smell. And we cannot but open our hearts and fill it with the khashyat, the awe and majesty and glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the third part of the formula, وَيَتَّقْهِ. And the one who has the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the taqwa, as I mentioned, is the result of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hubb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes by being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by thanking Him for all that He has rewarded us with. So the whole issue is to understand this and see the combination of this. So ita'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the first part of the formula. This comes out of the khashyat of Allah, which is the feeling of glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the awareness of it, the feeling of it. And the third part of it is taqwa. Now, taqwa is the desire never to offend Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, because we love Him. So the greater the love for Allah, the greater will be the taqwa, the desire never to do anything which displeases Allah. And if you look at this, it comes back. The loop is closed with the taqwa. Ita'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is visible. It is in our actions. Khashyat is inside the heart, which is the reason for the ita'at. And then as a result of that, what do? We have taqwa. And taqwa is also visible outside, because taqwa is expressed in our actions and in our speech. And what is the finest form of taqwa? Who is the icon of taqwa? Who is the symbol, the gold standard, the benchmark of taqwa? Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the obedience to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a sign of taqwa. Who is a muttaqi? The one who obeys the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no question of anyone claiming to have taqwa if he goes deliberately against the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm not talking about somebody who does not do something because he doesn't know or because of some external compulsion which is life-threatening. I'm talking about deliberately choosing not to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah. That is a clear indication that the person does not have taqwa. And so obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ulaika humul faizun. These are the people who are successful. And as I mentioned earlier, faiz is permanent success. Faiz is success in the final exam, after which there is no more exam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among the faizun. And Allah gave us the formula which makes us the faizun. And once again, to end, I just want to recap. Three parts to the formula. Itaat of Rasul, itaat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which means following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Second one is khashyatullah, which is in the heart, the awareness of the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 24/7. And the third one is taqwa, which is actual speech and action done with the consciousness to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Not accidentally, not ghaflat, speech and action done consciously in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger and to never to offend him. And the way to do that is to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among the people who are khashi'un and muttaqoon and who are obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala therefore to make us among the faizun for whom there will be no more tests. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika wa rahmatika.